Today, we've got a particularly interesting topic. We're going to talk about the most common mistakes made by entrepreneurs. So to get us started, I want to ask, why do entrepreneurs keep making the same mistakes?
Well, there are many reasons. Inexperience, naivety, gullibility, and particularly, in our opinion, lack of education. Entrepreneurs simply don't have anywhere to go to learn how to conduct business properly.
And why are we looking at business mistakes today? Why don't we talk about how to conduct business properly?
We've already had several interviews about how to do things right. And since a person learns from their mistakes, I thought it was high time to look at things from the other side.
So you think that if entrepreneurs see a little bit of themselves in the situations we talk about, they might realise that maybe they should change or fix something?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, let's get down to it. But first, tell me how many mistakes we're going to be looking at.
I thought we'd go with 10 again. So you're going to hear the 10 most common mistakes made by entrepreneurs. And the first one is not realising I don't have what it takes. Everyone who starts a business should be aware that this is not a light decision. And if they want to be a good and ultimately successful entrepreneur, they have to have what it takes.
You mean money?
Well, yes, that too. But in this case, money is your least concern.
How is that possible? I always thought that in business, money was the primary concern.
It's not, because for you to start and maintain a successful business, you need much more than money. Business has to be in your blood, and you must be very versatile and flexible and have many more necessary qualities.
Can you give me an example?
As a lawyer and consultant, I frequently meet unsuccessful entrepreneurs, basically every day. A few years ago, one such person who had a furniture company came to see me. Well, as with every new client, I started out with an analysis of the general state of his business. When I asked him about his liabilities to creditors, he paused and said he had to call his accountant, that he didn't have a detailed overview of the state of his company. So I told him, well, don't call anyone, just give me a rough estimate. We're going to analyse it in detail anyway.
And what did he say?
He said, I don't know, I really don't have any idea. I mainly just close the deals and don't understand all the rest of that business stuff. And this was the sole owner, who had just a few employees.
So what did you tell him?
I told him that in my family holding company, I run 12 companies and I know exactly how many assets and liabilities each of them has. In fact, I basically know everything that's going on in these companies.
And how did it turn out?
Well, he didn't come to our next meeting and I know that he went bankrupt a while ago.
Wow, that was a pretty simple example, but clear enough.
Every entrepreneur must have complete control over his company. It's no good starting a business just to try it out. Doing business is a big responsibility.
So what other qualities must a successful entrepreneur have?
They must set an example for their employees, and above all, they must know how to manage. They must be able to fairly delegate work to others and then closely monitor them. They have to know how to sell, and also be able to see things through the eyes of their customers to correctly identify the customer's wishes and needs. But they can't be too trusting.
Why not?